This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
We've all probably been in one of those situations where you're really tired, maybe it's cold outside, and you're comfy at home in your pajamas, and you just don't feel like leaving to go get food. There's nothing good in your fridge. You've checked your pantry 12 times. So you start entertaining the idea of, maybe I could Uber Eats something. Maybe I could do DoorDash or whatever other food delivery service there is these days. Then you go and you check one of those apps, and you realize that if you wanted, say, a burger, that you would of course pay for the burger, and then with fees and taxes and tips, that $7 burger is now closer to $17, and the average person would say, not worth it. Well, you know what? Wouldn't you just know that DoorDash is trying to make it easier because they're now teaming up with Klarna, which is a buy now, pay later, meaning you can finance your McChicken order. You can't make the full payment on that $18 McChicken from DoorDash. Don't you worry, Ryan Recker, because what they're going to do is they're going to set up a payment plan for you. You can pay in installments, four payments, of course, with interest. This is just such a dangerous precedent.
Finance your McDonald's.
Like, if you can't pay for your McChicken up front, you probably should not be ordering a McChicken. I mean, look at the credit card debt that Americans are already in. I just found this information this morning. It says, as of the fourth quarter of 2024, Americans hold a record $1.21 trillion in credit card debt, a 57% increase in less than 4 years.
Mm-hmm. If I were a banker and you came to me looking for a mortgage, and I pulled your credit report and I found that you financed your McDonald's, I would say immediately, you are disqualified.
No.
I am not offering you this loan. You are not, you can no way, shape, or form afford a house if you're financing your McDonald's.
I mean, are we going to have debt collectors waiting outside people's homes? And ma'am, you missed your Chipotle payment. Ma'am, it's been 7 months. You still have not paid for that burrito that you ate.
Oh, my goodness. This is a sad. I mean, I'm more sad than I am, like, entertained by the idea of this existing.
I mean, who gets DoorDash stuff all the time because it is so expensive? In fact, I was watching this little clip from John Oliver, and they were playing some audio from some DoorDash driver talking about, you know, who are those people who are actually ordering DoorDash?
It's all sorts. The average customer, it's not like a bunch of lazy people. It's a lot of people need this because they're too busy with kids or they don't have a license for whatever reason. People also that are just drunk or stoned and they don't want to drive. They're actually being responsible and they don't want to drive and get the food themselves. So I'll deliver to them. You know, there's plenty of times I'll come to a door and the door will open and so much pot smoke will come out. And the person's eyes are like super red. And I love that. I mean, that's so funny. It's like some guy, he's like college age and he's just like, oh, thank God, the food's here.
Well, that makes sense then why they might not have a license. I'd say they are lazy. They might not have a license because they were caught with, you know, drinking and driving or caught with alcohol underage or, you know, whatever else the case may be.
Wow. I would argue something else after hearing that. My argument would be you're taking advantage of people in their state of mind that's not there. Like you're finding people to capitalize on their lower impairment in order to try to capitalize and take advantage of their wallet. That is opportunistic and predatory. in a lot of different ways.
Walmart did the same thing. Remember, they rolled out the, you know, this whole notion of you can't afford your groceries because everything is, your prices are going up, inflation, so we're going to allow you to make payments. There's nothing worse than eating all the food and then you're still paying for it months later. It's different if, like, you buy your car. I mean, it's still not fun making a payment on a car, but if you buy your car and you are making payments on it because you're using it every single day, it's still benefiting you. When you've eaten that $3 salad kit 4 months ago, it's hard to want to continue paying for it.
Salad kits. Sound like my wife.
I like a good salad kit.
Salad kit. But these DoorDash people, I've seen enough videos online on both ends where they have the horror stories of the delivery people not being all that great. And then the other side of it is trying to deal with one of these large companies. If there's a problem, you're getting zero help from them. Like, you're on your own. These people could spit in your drink. Ugh. And DoorDash as a company won't do anything about it. You're just out the $20 you paid for a Coke.
Really? They're not? You're saying that the delivery service,
they're terrible.
Companies or whatever are known for not just DoorDash in general, they're known for not being
all
responsive.
They're known for being responsively denying your request for a refund because something went wrong.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I never order because I'm too cheap.
Oh, I don't order either. I would rather go hungry than order from one of those apps, to be honest. I would rather go to my next door neighbor's house and say, hey, can I eat the scraps you're going to throw away? I'd rather do that than order from DoorDash.
It is so crazy because, I mean, again, you have it's like a service fee. And then sometimes if you have a small order, I don't know what the threshold is, and I'm sure it varies for these different apps. But sometimes if your order is small enough, you have to also pay like a small order fee. So they find every way to get you, which is why you can be dumbfounded when, you know, the $10 sandwich is $20. And then you're supposed to tip on top of that, of course, which I get.
Yeah, and you know,
they're actually doing the original service for you.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, why am I paying 10-15% of the total price of the item I'm ordering? Why am I paying a service fee for that and a tip? Shouldn't the service fee be the tip? I'm paying for your service to deliver me the food.
One's for DoorDash, one's for the driver.
Well, how about,
because DoorDash doesn't pay the drivers very well.
They rely on tips and all the other stupid fees they tack on.
Yes, because they're not allowed. Rules.
How about the OG pizza delivery? Do you guys get pizza deliveries to your house?
We'll do that every now and then. We typically try to pick it up, but every now and then.
Why does that feel more acceptable? Like, it seems like the pizza delivery guy, I don't mind tipping that person. I don't mind paying the $2 service fee or whatever they add onto it, but it's the person that works for the actual pizza place.
Oh, don't talk to pizza delivery guys. They feel that people don't tip well.
I'm sure a lot of people don't.
Yeah, I don't even know what the right tip is. Like, $5
is like, I think, 10%.
At least. Oh, I don't do percentages.
See, exactly. That's why they feel that they don't get tipped well.
No, but if you're tipping at least $5 and your bill is $20 for a pizza, that's over 20%. So that's a good tip.
Yes.
I don't feel as guilty, or I don't get as irritated, I should say, tipping them, because you're not paying as many fees. Like, you have the delivery fee, which, like you said, is maybe, I don't know, $2. It's not that much. Then you have the cost of the pizza and the typical tax. That's it. You're not paying the service fee and the small order fee and whatever other fees there are with these food delivery services.
Just trying to order a hot and ready. That's all I want. A cheap thrown together pizza that tastes good, and I'll always go pick it up myself. It's very rare for me to order a pizza and have it delivered to the house.
You're in Detroit,
it's not rarer.
The home of Papa John's.
No, Little Caesars.
Whatever.
And Domino's.
Either way,
tomato.
Garbage. Either
way. You know who has good pizzas? Costco. You can get a huge pizza from Costco.
Hi, Tom Meyer.
And they're really good. Like $10, $15 maybe max.
Yes. Costco, but you have to go into Costco to get
it. Well, and you'd have to be a member. I don't know if Sam's has that same thing. Probably.
I know a pizza maker, our former pizza maker at Costco, and he listens to the show all the time.
Nice. We're on the air till 9 o'clock. I wouldn't mind a pizza. I guess he's a former pizza
soliciting
maker.
Soliciting people.
And
so what you're
also,
saying is,
they're not open yet.
I want you to go into your work early, start the oven up hours before you're going to, cook a pizza and then sanitize and clean it again for the rest of the day.
Please bring the pregnant girl a pizza, Tom. Yeah.
It seems fair.
Will you settle for pizza on a bagel? Bagel bites? Would you settle for that?
I probably would.
I'd love bagel bites.
Yeah, well, you have the oven out in the kitchenette area. I mean, you might, is it still there? You might be able to just cook some up here in between the break. Okay.
I wouldn't trust it.
Delivery, people that deliver even just like a Starbucks coffee, like they'll have it delivered to their house. Or you ever been to a Starbucks where the online orders are overstacked? People that prepaid and they're just sitting there on the rack waiting to get picked up and you think, there's like 10 people that paid $8 for this drink and it's cold now. Like they didn't even come and pick it up. Who are these people? Who's doing that?
That's a good point. I see that all the time. Yeah. I'm usually too cheap for this stuff.
Kim, you like socialism?
Love socialism. I'm glad you asked.
Well, in New York City, they're going full-blown socialism here soon if they vote for this one mayoral candidate. I want to play his campaign message to you coming up after the break. I think you'll like it. Because if you're a fan of socialism, you're going to love this guy. He's fantastic. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.